If you're a fan of the American Cowboy and have been since childhood, you'll want to lean over the fence and listen to Kevin Shortsleeve.
For many Americans, being a child in the 20th century often included hours at the movies or in front of the television watching westerns, followed up by hours playing at being a cowboy. There were cowboy heroes of every variety, from the righteous Tom Mix and the Lone Ranger, to the singing cowboy Gene Autry, and later, the quiet cowboys, such as Steve McQueen and Clint Eastwood. The origins of the cowboy hero are as old as writing itself. For the American cowboy, as a man who lives close to nature, half wild and half civilized, is a hero type that is found throughout world literature as far back as ancient Sumer. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, inscribed on clay tablets about 2700 BC, there is the character of a half-wild, half-civilized man named Enkidu. Enkidu is revered as the master of the wild woods. And in one pivotal moment, not unlike a modern Wild West film, Enkidu wrestles and defeats a giant bull. In English literature, variations on the archetype are found in well-known characters such as Robinson Crusoe, Tarzan, and James Fenimore Cooper's wilderness scout Natty Bumppo, the hero of The Last of the Mohicans. The modern American cowboy, however, was born out of three different media, a stage show, a novel, and a film. The stage show occurred when a real-life cowboy, buffalo hunter and cavalry scout William Cody, decided that he could make more money on stage than on the plains. In 1883, Cody, also known as Buffalo Bill, launched his first Wild West exhibition. He hired other folk legends to appear with him, such as Annie Oakley and Sitting Bull, and the troupe performed shooting tricks, a mock buffalo hunt, and the capture of a runaway stagecoach. The novel appeared in 1902, with the release of Owen Wister's The Virginian. Here was a truly archetypal American cowboy, a man of the wild who lived by a harsh code of ethics, a man who fought cattle rustlers, a hero not fond of speaking, but who could deliver a one-liner when it counted, such as his pre-gunfight comment, "When you call me that, smile." And the climactic gun duel in The Virginian is considered the first showdown in fiction. Less than 12 months later, in 1903, filmmaker Edwin Porter released the first Western movie, The Great Train Robbery, which thrilled audiences to no small degree. The shots of the smoking guns, puffing trains, and cool, villainous stares in Porter's film came together in the public imagination with the Virginian's quiet yet ruthless hero. And that, they say, was how the West was spun.